that'll make this. This point.
Hey there, folks. This is Tori from idiotboxradio.com, the funniest show on the internet, according to Tony. Now, what I want to talk to you today, I've got a bit of a conundrum. I've always got some sort of conundrum, haven't I? But this is what I want to address. I want to address potato chips. Not hot chips for you Aussies, but like crisps or just potato chips in a bag, cold chips, fried bit little thin bits of potato. What's up with the flavors? Are they trying to trick us? What's the deal with having like roast chicken chips? Wow, it's part of a balanced diet. I'll have roast chicken chips. I don't need any real meat. I've had the roast chicken chips. Or, it's a hot day. I'm feeling a bit peckish. I might have some barbecue chips. What's up with that barbecue? It's barbecued. I love a barbecue and I've never had a barbecue that tastes like that barbecue. What other flavors have we got here? We've got parmesan cheese and chives. Sounds great to me. Feeling like something a little bit savory, I'll just open up a new packet of chips. Wash it down. Maybe some salt and vinegar. Salt and vinegar. So they're putting condiments on potato chips and trying to pass them off as a meal. Is that a conspiracy? Is that some sort of thing that they're doing to throw us all off track and think that we're getting the nutrients required by eating potato chips? Barbecue, roast chicken, hot chili, smoked ham. Come on. Where's that pig dangling over that chip? I've bitten into the chip and the flavor just isn't there. Still, enough of us buy them. They must be onto something. Flavored chips. They're pretty yummy. Full of nutrition. Full of flavor. Full of character. The name says it all. I like the times especially when they try to fool us that they've actually placed vegetables in there. So I could have the char-grilled capsicum and the roast chicken chips and that's my meal. I just open up two bags and pour them in a bowl. And that way I'll just get my cordial or my soft drink as long as it's some sort of fruit flavor. So we'll have Fanta, for example. So I'm going to have Fanta. I'm going to have roast chicken chips and I'm going to have the capsicum chips as well. Oh, and just for good measure, we'll have some sea salt chips as well. So that's all being mixed together. It's a potpourri of flavor mixed together and that's a meal. Look at it. I've got a meal. I've got the vegetables. I have got in the capsicum. I've got the chicken. I'm eating chicken, folks. I'm loving it. I'm loving the chicken. It's in a bag. It's just all about a bag. It's just a bag for me to eat and pour into a bowl. And then on top, just to enhance the flavor just a little bit. I can put sea salt chips on top of that. Like if I crunch them and crackle them up and then I'll just gently sprinkle them over the top and I've just salted my meal. I'm salting it. It's just sensational. It's like a smorgasbord and I've barely touched the tip of the iceberg on the flavors. But then I want to be healthy. I care about what I eat. I want to do the right thing. I'm going to have some orange juice because in every bottle of Fanta, there's 5% juice and it's orange. Sure, it's been colored, but it's orange juice. Tell your kids, look kids, you're having orange juice because Fanta's cheaper than bloody orange juice. What's wrong with that? We've got Coca-Cola cheaper than water, Fanta cheaper than orange juice, but it's got oranges in it and it is orange. That should be good enough for most of you little tackers out there. So that's my well-balanced meal, folks. I'm going to have my salt chips, I'm going to have the roast chicken and I'm going to have the vegetable chips. Little bit of a sprinkle and then I'm gonna have my orange juice, my sugar impregnated juice, but it's still juice. It should give me the juice to live, the juice to be alive. And I'm loving it. I am loving it. What is going on when we pretend that junk food has real flavors? Where do we begin to fool ourselves? When does the dream stop and you wake up crashing back to earth, understanding in your heart that you've just eaten a pile of crap. Who knows? Enjoy your meal. Idiot Box Radio out.
That's the show, folks. Till next time, get out of here.
That wasn't that funny.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
All right, kid, here's some money. Get the hell out of here. This has been an Idiot Box Radio production. Don't forget to visit the website at idiotboxradio.com.
No.